thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
So last night we were at the Auditorium Theater. We were watching Too Hot to Handle. Great show, and I'll tell you, in the midst of that show, the pianist just broke into the song, and everyone applauded, and I'm sure had smiles on their faces, if we could see their faces behind their mask. It's one of those songs that will forever make us smile because we think of the Golden Girls, all of them, but we recently lost the last surviving Golden Girl, Betty White, and tomorrow, her birthday, or what would have been her 100th birthday. Hashtag Betty White Challenge, and the entire notion is to give to an animal shelter or animal welfare organization of your choice. And I think that's wonderful. I suspect Tiffany Grunert, Morris Animal Foundation, that Betty White would have been amazed at all of this that's going on right now in her honor. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello. Thanks so much, Steve, for honoring Betty White and it having us on the show.
Well, I think that knowing Betty White just a little bit, she was so modest about things, and at some level she knew, she had to know how beloved she was, but on the other hand, she kind of didn't really know, and I think she would have been taken aback in a good way, surprised, but loving it, that we are talking about her right now on the radio, for example.
Absolutely. I think that she would be humbled and honored that we are really celebrating her life at this time by helping animals. That was her lifelong goal, was to help animals live longer, healthier lives. And that's how she became involved with Morris Animal Foundation.
Which is exactly, thank you for the transition, because, well, it's wonderful. And I was talking to Lisa Dent on this very radio station on Friday. I hope you give to Paws Chicago. I hope you give to whatever, your local Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago or a Treehouse Humane Society if you're a cat lover. I mean, or maybe it's the American Humane Association, where Betty was involved for several years. But with the Morris Animal Foundation, this organization was a part of her heart. And she served on your board for decades. I used to kid her. I said, they ought to have term limits over there. And she would say to me, I guess they just can't get rid of me. She was even the president of your board for a time. And she wasn't just a celebrity name. She truly was involved, I believe.
Oh, she was so involved. And she loved what we did. She became involved as a trustee in 1971 after serving as the mistress of ceremonies at a canine health seminar. And she worked really hard to bring awareness to the foundation. She became president of the foundation from 82 to 85. And she was actively involved on the board of trustees for more than 40 years and then continued to support us. She would tell friends and family, donate to Morris Animal Foundation for her birthday. So she supported us for more than 50 years. And was one of the longest standing celebrities, the longest standing that we know of anyway, on a board when she retired from active service.
And she just kicked off something for you called the Golden Retriever Lifetime Study, which I'll talk about in a second. But for those who don't know, I mean, we've said Morris Animal Foundation several times, but we really haven't explained what this organization, what you do.
Morris Animal Foundation has been helping animals live longer, healthier lives. We fund scientists around the world that are helping dogs, cats, horses, and wildlife, all for the sake of the animal. They're looking for vaccines, looking at new preventatives, diagnostic tools, treatments, and even surgical techniques, all for the sake of the animal. To date, we've given away more than $140 million as a nonprofit to this effort. And Betty was one of the people who helped us get where we are today through awareness and her own financial support, as well as board support and becoming involved.
So tell me about this Golden Retriever study that I allude to. Betty was person number one at the time. She had a Golden Retriever not too many years ago named Pontiac, who has since passed away, but was the first dog involved in this study.
Pontiac helped recruit more than 3,000 dogs to the Golden Retriever Lifetime Study with Betty's support. The study itself looks at genetics, the environment, and nutrition and is looking for correlations to cancer. Golden retrievers are very likely to get cancer, unfortunately, and cancer is one of the top reasons for death in canines. So we really are looking for those correlations to also help all dogs.
And the idea is to follow a dog for a lifetime, which I don't think has ever been done. And with the number of dogs you're following, and specifically, yes, look at certain kinds of cancers that occur, sadly, maybe. This study will determine if it's really true, but anecdotally, in golden retrievers more than some other breeds or mix of breeds. But having said that, it's looking at allergies, it's looking at seizures, it's looking at any problem that golden retriever, including behavior problems potentially, such as separation anxiety, anything that golden retriever may or may not have through a lifetime, correct?
That is absolutely correct. Certainly, the top endpoints are really looking at specific cancers, hemangiosarcoma, which you know a lot about, unfortunately, Steve. I'm sorry about your loss of your pet. And then lymphoma, mast cell tumor, osteosarcoma. So those are the main ones are cancer. But you're exactly right. We're looking at kidney disease, heart disease, hyperthyroidism, and allergies. There's a lot to know and learn about dogs, especially if you look at them over their lifetime. We're asking information from the owners. They fill out an 80-page questionnaire annually. And we collect samples from the dogs. So researchers are able to look at changes in their blood and genetics. We've gathered all of that information. How do all of these things play a role in health and wellness in a dog?
And certainly, Betty White most often talked about dogs. And by the way, her favorite program of anything she did was a program called The Pet Set. So, yes, she would happily talk about the Mary Tyler Moore Show or the Golden Girls or any of the game shows she was on. But if you mention The Pet Set, boy, huge smile on her face. And because what the show was, celebrities, her friends, like Mary Tyler Moore, would come on with their personal pets. Sometimes also people from a zoo. She was so close to the L.A. Zoo. Would come on with their animal of choice. They would bring an animal out from the zoo and bring that animal on set. She cared a lot about wildlife. So, yeah, she talked about dogs a lot. We are right now. But you, as the Morris Animal Foundation, also support funding for studies for wildlife. And that is something that, in fact, right now, if you go, I believe, to your website, you can support a fund in Betty's name.
That is correct. We do have the Betty White Wildlife Fund. It was named after her for her passion for wildlife. She cared about them so much. Everything that she did in Hollywood, she said, was also to support animals. She told me once, so I got to meet her, I had the pleasure of meeting her, and she told me that she was envious that I was able to do what I do on a daily basis, where she had to use Hollywood to do it. So for her to honor her on her birthday, certainly supporting Morris Animal Foundation is a great way to do that and support wildlife.
Right. And what you do as an organization is support wildlife. We could talk for an hour and a half here, I think, and still not finish all of the studies for wildlife you've funded. But give us one or two examples.
Absolutely. Just wildlife alone, there's so much. We're looking to help African wild dogs by looking at a canine distemper virus. So a lot of spillover work or disease work. So sometimes animals in the wild can get diseases from people, or in this case, domestic dogs. Tasmanian devils, we are supporting them, looking at facial tumors and how we can treat those and prevent them through vaccines. So truly it's a worldwide effort. We've spent more than $27 million over the last 70 years looking at supporting wildlife. So there's much, much more work to do. 52% of wildlife is seeing a decrease in population. So you're seeing huge decreases in populations, especially since the 70s, as human impact and climate change affects them as well. And our role is to support helping their health.
All right. What is your website, Tiffany?
www.morrisanimalfoundation.org.
Easy enough. MorrisAnimalFoundation.org. Tiffany Grunert, Morris Animal Foundation President, CEO. So sorry for your loss and the loss for all of us, really. What a great champion she was. And Hopefully this will live on through the fund you created and help from all of you friends who are remembering hashtag Betty White Challenge. Tomorrow would have been her 100th birthday. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you.